St. Euphemia Church. Those who arrive here early in the morning can enjoy the sun illuminating the most significant feature of the church, the facade. Baroque-looking and of great stylistic coherency, despite having taken some 100 years to complete. We owe the facade to the Friar Plácido Iglesias. Its inwardly concave shape could have been intentional in order to achieve an effect of grandeur, owing to limited space available. This is because the square of Santa Eufemia is of modern creation, being in the past full of housing that hid the facade. The church is partly unfinished, and although having a newly built tower from 1989, lacks the other that had been planned. Once again, it was a Spanish immigrant returning with wealth from America who donated the funds to build a school for the Jesuits. From the date of the first donation to the start of the building work, almost a century passed, for which reason the priests had to meanwhile reside in the neighbouring Palacio de Ocas and look for a new patron who would fund the building work. The connecting building to the right was built as a school for the study of grammar. It was then destined to become a school, a museum, and then seminary and residence for priests. It should be noted that both the church as it was and the seminary enjoyed only brief use because of the expulsion of the Jesuits from Spain by the suppression of the Jesuits of 1767. This was under the pretext of having instigated the Esquilache riots. The church fell into disuse, and it was Cardinal Quevedo who instigated the transfer of the Church of Santa Eufemia North, known as Santo Domingo, to this place, receiving the name of Santa Eufemia del Centro. The inside shows the typical structure of the Church of the Jesu in Rome, which was the model for innumerable Jesuit churches around the world. A large Baroque altarpiece presides over the church with the Cristo de la Esperanza, or Christ of Hope, in the centre. This is from the 18th century and attributed to José Ferreiro. Santa Eufemia, who appears both in the facade and inside as a sculpture by José Cid from 1985, enjoys great devotion among the inhabitants of Ourense. According to tradition, the saint evangelised in the area of Ochures and suffered martyrdom for this under Emperor Hadrian. She was buried in the place now called the Sierra de Santa Eufemia, or Mountains of Saint Eufemia. Centuries later, in 1060, when a shepherdess discovered the place where she was buried, a hand appeared. Then, on taking off its ring and putting it on, she lost her capacity for speech, which she recovered once she returned the ring to the saint. A voice was then heard, which said that this was the place where Santa Eufemia was buried. Disputes then broke out between dioceses, since the site lay between Braga and Ourense. To solve these disputes, it was decided to put the body in a cart drawn by an ox, and bury the saint in the place wherever it stopped. It was Ourense. And this explains the important role of the saint, both in this church and as well as in the cathedral.